Hello and welcome to Acia Your Space, Declutter Your Life, Free Your Time, Reclaim Your Energy. I'm Leanne Pruitt, and as you know, I'm usually your host, but today I'm actually going to be interviewed by my great friend, Christy Lingo. Christy, hello.
Hi, Leanne. I'm so excited to be the one to interview the head of this amazing summit that you have.
Thank you so much. First of all, I know we're going to have a good time. Christy is so amazing. I can't wait for you guys to meet her. We actually met in person back in January. We were at a conference in California back when we could do things like that.
Yeah.
We shared a room together with our good friend, Rose Lounsbury. I think a lot of you guys know Rose as well. And we just had the best time. And Christy, I guess once a professional organizer, you're kind of always a professional organizer. But, you know, when COVID hit, now you're actually helping other mamas. You've got two children yourself. You're helping them really get their own business started. So tell us a little bit about what you do, and then I'll ask you questions.
Yeah. So I say that I pivoted from helping moms to organize and simplify their stuff to helping moms organize and simplify their business and make sure that they still have plenty of time for quality, intentional family time. So really it's about time management, productivity, and really a mindset. You know, a lot of what I've heard with moms that have recently started working from home while their kids are there is that they all of a sudden maybe have a mom guilt that they hadn't felt before because their kids were at school and they were at work. And so their kids weren't needing them sort of as entertainment or as a teacher or whatever. And so really creating that healthy mindset that it's okay for you to work. In fact, it's a great example that you're setting kids by working in front of them. All of those are kind of the things that I talk about in my groups and on my podcast, and just ways to help moms manage their time, work more productively, and really create that healthy mindset.
Now, you just started a new podcast, did you not?
I did. We started at the beginning of August, and I had this crazy idea to do a podcast every weekday in August. And so we had 22 episodes go out in the course of the four weeks of August with the weekday episodes. So we covered everything. Again, we talked a lot about mindset. We talked about ways that you can get yourself ready to work from home if you are planning to also homeschool or you have distance learning, whether it is by choice or by force because your schools have shut down, and just ways that you can both organize your space and organize your time to make sure that you're hitting all those things and being able to work productively when your kids are home. And really there is a lot of overlap. You're completely right that once an organizer, always an organizer. There really is. One of my episodes was all about getting your workspace organized, both for you to work in and have an organized space for your kids and teach them to maintain it, because that's going to make your schoolwork easier at home. So all of those things kind of work together, and I think really probably coincide a little bit with what the people watching this summit are actually going through right now also as far as organizing their time and space.
Well, you know, and I will tell you, I actually, it was either a Facebook post or an email I got from a user. Goodness, what am I doing with these people? From one of my followers. And she told me that she was inspired to do some decluttering and some work around her space. And I said, tell me what you did. And she emailed me back, and she mentioned that she had actually set up her seven-year-old. She set up a learning center for her seven-year-old, and she used like magazine, like the little magazine folders so that the child could put her different schoolwork, you know, for different classes in it and stuff. And she said it was just so helpful for her child. So it's like, yeah, absolutely.
100%. Yep. We're right in the thick of it right now. We're about 10 days out from school starting. So all of those school supplies are coming in. I've got a magazine file right there. You can see it over my folder with papers in it. So absolutely 100% magazine files. I joke they are the mullets of organizing, because they're a party in the front because they look nice and neat and they have cool designs, but then they're all business in the back because they're, you have all of your stuff organized in there. So
that's that's great. So now tell, Chrissy, tell people where they can find you, because I want them to be able to find you.
And yeah. So you can find me on social media and my website. Just search for Business Savvy Mama. I'm all over the place. And also wherever you listen to podcasts, I try to make very short, manageable, actionable episodes. They're usually around 10 minutes. So you can really bang out a couple of episodes, but every one of them is going to be packed full of a great nugget that you can use to work more productively and manage your time.
Okay. Now, and is the podcast called Business Savvy Mama as well?
It is. Yep. Okay. All across the board.
Okay. Perfect. All right. So I can't help but I love interviewing people, but I'll stop now. I will turn it over to you and let you interview me. So
absolutely. I also really enjoy interviewing people. So I am looking forward to this. And let me give you a brief introduction. So today, I have the pleasure of interviewing Leanne Pruitt, who is the founder of Ace Your Space and the host of this Ace Your Space Summit. She is on a mission to help you simplify decluttering so that it no longer blocks your momentum and it keeps you from the things in life that you really want. Leanne retired from her day job of almost 30 years in 2017. She was ready to leave behind the typical 9-to-5 and start something that would make a lasting impact on people's lives. Decluttering, organizing, and space planning are some of her favorite things, so starting Ace Your Space was a natural direction for her to take. Leanne hasn't always been an organized person, though, but she has been able to change her habits and mindset around her space to finally get her home decluttered. She also has helped lots of other folks declutter and organize their homes to free up powerful mental and physical energy to accomplish their goals. So welcome, Leanne, to the Ace Your Space Summit.
Thank you so much, Chrissy. I'm so excited to be here, truly.
Excellent. All right. So what I would like to start out with is, can you tell us a little bit how you got started? I touched on it a little in your bio, but tell us a little how you actually got started doing what you're doing.
Well, let me tell you, like, I guess I want to talk about like how I first got introduced to the idea that maybe clutter wasn't like my best friend. When I was in graduate school, we're going way back now.
Jumping in the way back machine.
Yeah, exactly. Get on back there. When I was in graduate school, I had a studio apartment and like every surface was just covered in clutter. Now, there was this guy that lived in the same apartment complex with me, and I really liked him. We would go and hang out and do things together. And I really liked this guy, and I wanted to impress this guy. And he was very neat. I mean, everything about him was impeccable. His car was impeccable. He dressed impeccably. His apartment is like, so when he would come by, when I knew he was coming by, like we were going out to dinner or, you know, whatever, I would run through the house and I would just shove the clutter wherever I could, under the bed, you know, open the drawer and sweep it into the drawer. I would like, even in the kitchen, I would put it all in the oven. Fortunately, the oven was never on at the time. That's a good thing. And so when he would come by and say, you know, to pick me up or just to hang out or whatever, the house was clean. And I can remember one day I had the flu, you know, right now you'd think you'd have COVID, but right at the time we weren't worried about anything like that. But I was just sick and he knew, he said, you know, you want to go and like get dinner or do, you know, coffee or something. I'm like, oh, I don't feel well. It didn't dawn on me he would be nice. So the doorbell rang and went and opened the door and there he was with, he brought me soup or something nice like that. But Chrissy, I mean, when I tell you like the look on his face, it was like so shocked. I could tell like, cause he had never seen my, and it was like even worse than usual because I was like, you know, feeling.
Right. You weren't feeling it.
Blanket around me and there, I mean, it was a mess. So, I mean, he's very nice. He came in, brought the soup, dropped it off. We visited for a while. And then he's like, oh, I'll let you, you know, rest. And I think, you know, we may have done like a thing or two after that, but then we didn't do anything together ever again. And I thought, I can't believe that. But it's like, in my mind, I kind of put two and two together. I thought, you know, I don't want my clutter to get in the way of of you know, somebody, you know, that some like losing friends or losing relationships with people that I really like. So I started then like really kind of, you know, by trial and error, a lot of error, you know, to really figure out how I could declutter my space. And I learned how, you know, I got it under control. And then I also, you know, my parents, I helped them with their space. You know, I've told the story a lot of times about, you know, my parents, their place was very clean. You know, when you went in, that you didn't see the piles of clutter like you did in my studio apartment, but they had this basement that was just like a black hole of clutter from hell. It truly was. It just would suck you in. And my mother always wanted to move, like to buy, you know, to buy her dream house, because she never really liked the house she lived in. But, and the reason she didn't do it was not because they couldn't afford it, not because they couldn't find anything. She didn't know what to do about the basement.
All the stuff.
And that was, you know, we finally were able to get that basement cleared up, and they were able to find their dream home. But it was like through working, like through my journey and then helping them try and figure out, that's how I kind of really got into, you know, organizing and decluttering and stuff. And I can remember like pulling, you know, like how excited, like pulling a drawer out and seeing like all neatly folded stuff, like how excited that made me. So when I knew I was going to leave my day job and I knew I wanted to do something fun and different and that was impactful, I started thinking about kind of like, you know, what do I want to do? There are a couple of, you know, I have a couple of different interests, and I said, this is it. I want to really help people with that. So that's, you know, that's how, let's say your space was born. So
nice. And I think that that's a great example of how, just like with any skill, because organizing is a skill, Yes. You may not have it inborn in you from the very beginning, but you can work at it incrementally. I remember that's something that I used to talk to my clients about a lot, is that it just because you can't do it from birth doesn't mean you can't do it. That's a perfect example of how you tried and you tried again and you tried again and you got better at it. And now look at you, you're helping other people do it. So, and you know, it may not be that you're a type A personality, but that doesn't mean that you can't get better at it. Yes. And I think that's a really great example of exactly that. So I think that my next question for you, you kind of touched on it a little bit, but have you always been an organized person? But you kind of talked a little bit about it that, not so much.
Well, yeah, not so much. And, you know, interestingly, just, you know, what you mentioned right there, like, you know, always being organized or always not being organized. I actually think that for what I do, it really helps that I was so unorganized at one point. I have this friend, and I've had her we've been friends for, a good 30 years. And she has always, I mean, she just organizes naturally. Like I've sat there and I've watched her. Like she comes in, she'll bring stuff into the house, she's talking, she just automatically puts stuff where it goes. She has a routine with stuff, and there's nothing out of place in her house. But see, she doesn't even realize she's like doing it and doesn't even realize she's doing it. She's like, I don't think she could ever help anybody because she doesn't know.
She's not aware of her process.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So I think that it really does help that I was a hot mess.
You know what? I think also it gives you an incredible empathy with other people who are struggling with clutter. Like, again, just because you haven't ever done it doesn't mean that you can't ever do it. But at the same time, there is something about knowing that the person who's teaching you has been on the same journey that you're about to go on that makes it feel a little more comfortable, as opposed to, like you said, I know that there were a lot of organizers that I would meet through the organizing community who just were like, well, I don't understand why people don't get this. And I think that if you've come from a place where you've learned it, if it's a learned skill, not just sort of an inborn natural part of your personality, you are going to have that greater empathy. So I think that that's really probably what makes you so great at what you do. Just one of the many things.
One of the many, many.
So the title of your online show is Ace Your Space, Declutter Your Life, Free Your Time, and Reclaim Your Energy. Tell me, what does Ace Your Space mean to you?
So, you know, of course, I've been interviewing a lot of people and asking a lot of people that very same question. And it's such an interesting question. So many people give so many different answers, and they're all fabulous. And I guess I would have to say, for me, thinking about it, what Ace Your Space means to me is like, when your space is aced, you have a space that's working for you, that's supporting you, versus you having to work for and support your space, or spending time spending time looking for your keys, spending time, you know, not doing what you want to do because you got to go clean up or you're embarrassed because of clutter. So that's it. When you're, you know, when you ace your space supports you and backs you up, gives you energy for the life that you want to live.
I love that because I feel like that's a benefit. Like people visually think about what it's like when the clutter's gone, but they don't think about, like you're saying, the freedom of enjoying their house or the time that they're going to save when they don't have as much to put away or the time that they're going to save knowing where their keys are. So I think that that's a really great way to look at it. It's not just the visual, which is yay. That's a perk, yes. but really being able to take back your time and take back your space to enjoy it. I think that's a really great thing. So what do you think the biggest mistakes people can make when they start to try to clear their clutter in their homes?
So I think there are a few different mistakes that people make. I think one of the mistakes that they make is that when they decide they're going to declutter, they just kind of get started. They don't think it through. They don't have a plan. It's like, you know, if you decided you wanted to go on a vacation, you wouldn't just get in the car and start driving. You would, you know, you would have a plan for it. And a lot of people, they start in and then they don't really have a plan for what they want their space to be, what they want, where they want the items to go that are, if they are staying in your house, but not in that space, where do they go or what stays in that space, what goes. And then they get all bogged down in it and realize that they don't really have a plan and it throws them off. And then kind of a second thing that's kind of a corollary to that one is oftentimes when people will get started decluttering, they bite off more than they can chew. You know, they see Marie Kondo, you know, pulling out all the stuff and they're like, okay, great. We can pull this out. And you know, and it's interesting. Like you think, all right, I'm going to like declutter like my whole closet or this whole guest room or this whole room. And you pull everything out and you're going great goods. You're at it for a couple of hours. You're going great guns. You're getting it done. You're making this, you're feeling good about yourself. And then you realize, wait a minute, I'm getting tired. I'm exhausted. Because it really does. Just like you're using mental and physical energy when you do this.
Decision fatigue is real.
Yes. And then you look around and you still got a huge pile of stuff because you bit off too much. And then you're like, well, then you get exhausted. You put it back. It may be, or you leave it in your space and you trip over the stuff until you finally get back to it. And it's just ends up being worse than it is before. And then you think to yourself, you kind of internalize the fact that, ooh, that's too hard. I can't do that. I'm not going to try that again. So people, you know, so that, and then the third thing, I guess, you know, people are afraid to start because maybe they did do that second thing where they bit off too much more than they can chew. Or maybe they're looking around and thinking about it and thinking, oh, this is going to be hard. This is going to be, you know, they're projecting into the future what it's going to be like instead of just getting started and doing it. So those are, I guess, the three main mistakes that I see from people.
Yeah, I totally agree with all of those. Those are all things that I've seen. I remember when people would call and be like, hey, I have a closet or I have a garage. And they would be like, how much time do you think it would be? And I'd be like, I don't know, maybe 6 to 10 hours. And they would be like, what? And I would be like, if you want to pull everything out of your garage and go through it, like we're looking at minimum 2 to 3 days of 2 to 3 hour sessions to get all of that stuff done because you got to take breaks and stuff like that. So I think that you're absolutely right. Like people don't realize how big of a job this is mentally and physically. So what would you suggest then that people do instead in order to start their decluttering journeys?
So for the first two issues, the not having a plan and biting off more than they can chew, obviously you got to get a plan. But what I love to tell people is actually step back before you start decluttering. I love for people to take a look at all the spaces in their home and kind of analyze like which space is really a pain point for you, which space is going to make the most difference for you if you declutter it, which space will, you know, which space do you think is the easiest to declutter, which space would be the hardest to declutter, and really assess your spaces and really find, pick a starting point, you know, just one point, and put blinders on to the other places. And I suggest, don't pick, if you think something's going to be really hard, don't pick that space. And between the other two questions, if there's something that you've really been wanting to do and clutter in a space has been stopping you, like maybe you want to have dinner parties and you're, you know, socially distant dinner parties and your dining room is a mess. Maybe that's, you know, maybe you have a pain point, like you walk past the guest bedroom every time and it's just a mess and you're like, oh, but you don't have any guests coming anytime soon, but you do, you know, you could invite people over for dinner. So maybe the choice, if you're looking at those two, you think they would be kind of equal, do the one where you will get them, you know, maybe look at the, doing the dining room. Or maybe you do have some guests coming and you're okay with the dining room for a while, even though you, at some point in time you want to have it. So just take a look and see where it makes sense for you to start decluttering. And then what I want you to do is like step back and actually make a plan for that space. The first thing you're going to do is you're going to break that space up into little bite-sized pieces. The smaller, the better. If you're doing the kitchen and you think, oh, I can do those three cabinets. No, start with one cabinet. And if you get it done, you know, schedule like an hour or two. And if you get it done, then you can go on to the next cabinet, but just do little bite-sized pieces and work your way through and you'll get where you're going. Also, I really want you to have a plan for what you're going to do with the stuff when it goes. If you know what charity, and I mean, like, I even want you to know, like, if you're donating, where are you taking the stuff? So that like, if you've got an item that you're kind of on the fence about and you think about, oh, I know that this could so benefit this charity that's important to me. Sometimes it can get you off the fence. So like have a plan for all of that stuff before you even start. That'll kind of take care of number one and number two. Number three, if you're afraid to start, then I want you to try and just pick something really small and start, like play a game, like play the garbage bag game. Take a garbage bag around for 15 minutes and see what you can get rid of. Or, you know, put a timer on and declutter something, like a drawer or something, for 15 minutes just to get your juices flowing and starting and get a really easy win for you so that you see that you can do it.
Yeah, it can be addicting. Like if you do just one little drawer, you know, like you do the little drawer right underneath where your phone is. Well, I don't know. People still have phones. I know my parents used to have a little drawer, right? You know, with pens and pads, it would always be all junked up. So, you know, do like one little drawer, your purse, you know, dump your purse out. And once you get that feeling that feels real good, that you got everything done, then move on to something bigger. That's a really great tip. And I love that you hit upon knowing where your stuff is going. I would often schedule the pickup to come on the days of big cleanouts, because I knew that if I left those things boxed up or bagged up in people's houses, they would go back through, and it's so easy to go back through and start picking things out. So that's such a great tip. It's, you know, that you have an end time, you've got to have your stuff done, and somebody's going to come and take it away. So there's no backsliding that way. So that's a really, really great tip for you to give them. So the rest of the Ace Your Space Summit is about freeing your time and reclaiming your energy. So what tips can you give people for those things?
Well, I think there are a few tips that I can give you. One thing is, like, when you think about, and we kind of touched on this a little earlier in the interview, when you're decluttering, you're not doing it just for the sake of getting rid of that pile in the corner. There's something that you want, that you're going toward. There's a why. And I think that if you really take time to figure out your why, what drives you in life, what you want to be spending your time doing, that can help you determine how you are, it helps you with decluttering, but it also determines how you're spending your time. And if you're spending time on things that you want to be spending time on, you're naturally going to have more energy with that. So that's kind of like a little broad esoteric thing there. But like, but then like thinking about time itself, I think one thing you want to do once you figure out that why, sit down and do like a schedule audit. Take a look at where you're spending your time. See, you know, see, like really, really look at it. I mean, you know, it's like, take a look at where that is and see what you can, what you can, what's not supporting you and not driving, you know, not getting you to that why, and see what you can take out of that. That will help your time. And then for energy, a lot of times when I, this is just kind of like a, just a simple little thing, but if you're, you know, if you're, if you don't have energy, if you're tired, maybe you've been sitting working too long, take a little energy break. I love doing, you know, do some stretching, do some deep breathing. That's really great. You know, to do a few minutes of really deep, you know, deep breathing right into your like belly breathing, and do a dance party. I actually have on my phone, exactly, on my I won't say her name, my little Amazon friend over here. Uh-huh. I have a dance party playlist. And I tell her to just shuffle that playlist, and whatever song comes up, I dance for a couple of songs, and that just, I'm energized then. So that's like a really fun way to regain some energy there.
I love that. That is such a fun thing. I do that with my kids, especially, you know, with the homeschooling and stuff like that. Like, we just all need brain breaks once in a while. Mm-hmm. And just take a load off, redirect your energy. And I always find that when I come back, I all of a sudden something that seemed really hard or seemed like I couldn't make a decision about or that I couldn't figure out, bam, it's there, because I like relaxed everything. Because when it's really tense, it's really hard to make a decision. But when you're more relaxed, it's like, oh yeah, there we go, there's the answer. So mm-hmm. I think that that's a really fun, great way to sort of revitalize your afternoon. Mm-hmm. All right, two more quick questions for you before we get out of here. When was the last time you did something for the first time?
Oh, that is such a good question. I'm thinking. It's hard to do a lot of first time things, you know, in COVID. But I will tell you, a few weeks ago, I went and played bingo, and I have not played bingo in, I don't know that I have played bingo. I may have played bingo as a child, because I seem to remember doing it as a child, but as an adult, I certainly have not done it. And it was just, a friend said, hey, you want to go play bingo? I'm like, hey, okay, sounds good. So, we did that, and we did not win. We're not sure we you know, and it took us a little while to actually, it seems simple, but there are different types of bingo. Like my friend thought she had bingo, and she's like, bingo, and I'm coming over and said, nah, you know. But it was really fun. I enjoyed it.
That is so fun. I love it. Yeah. That's one of those ones that it's so simple. It's a simple pleasure, right? It's something that we've neglected. We make it too complicated. And here, this has been around for so long and it can be so fun. So my final question for you today is, if you were a fighter, if you were a boxer, when you are coming into the ring, what is going to be your walk-up music? What is your sort of like Leanne victory song?
Oh, now that one is easy. It would be Pink, Let's Get This Party Started.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah.
I bet that one's on that dance party playlist.
Absolutely on that dance party playlist.
That is a fantastic one. I love that. Well, it's been so fun to chat with you today, Leanne. I learned a little bit about you that I didn't know before, and I hope that everybody else out there got some great tips for you. What sort of a gift are you going to provide for those people that are out there today? Because I know they love the freebies.
So, you know, I'm really excited about this gift. We have a lot of really great speakers in this series, and a lot of them are focusing on, you know, health and wellness and, you know, food and nutrition and eating and stuff like that. And so what I'm actually giving the audience is I'm giving them what I call my pantry refresh. It's going to help you really easily kind of clean out and refresh your pantry and your refrigerator. And I'm also giving you a bunch of kitchen hacks. Some of them are mine and some of them are from several of the other speakers in this series. And it's just some really great tips. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, I love that because you're, like you're saying, if you've got health and wellness, that pantry, it's so important to A, get it in place so you can find all that good, healthy food that you want to eat. But B, that energy that we talked about earlier, being able to find the things that we need, because it's so much easier to grab the bag of chips if the carrots aren't cut up yet. So I think that that's great to get that pantry organized, to make sure you can find everything that you need. Mm-hmm. So one last quick thing before we go, let's assume somebody skips to the postscript here. What is one action that the viewers today can take to get their decluttering journey started, like ASAP?
So I would actually tell them, I'm going to back them up again. I'm going to focus again on that why. Because if you really do spend time thinking about your why, and actually one kind of quick little exercise that you can do is, like, whether it's decluttering or whatever you want to do in your life, ask yourself, why do I want to do this? And then whatever the answer to that is, keep asking yourself why. And why is that important? And why is that important? And if you go down enough layers with that, you're going to really get to what's deep, like what's deep and important for you. And when you really do know your why and what you're going for and those goals, the other things just naturally drop away. You have a direction for where you're spending your time. You don't have space for that clutter stopping you where you're going. And if you can really spend time focusing on and determining your why and where, you know, what it is, you know, where it is you want to go, it's just going to be so much easier to add in all the other pieces.
I couldn't agree more. And that's a great tip, not just for decluttering, but for, like, literally any habit or skill that you're trying to do.
Right.
Figure out that why. It will carry you a long way, especially on the days when it seems really hard. So Leanne, thank you for letting me interview you for your summit. It has been a lot of fun today.
Thank you, Christy. I am so glad that you did this. I think I could not have had a better interviewer. So,
oh, stop.
I really appreciate it. And audience, I'm so happy that you were here and listening to us. I hope that I gave you a few things to think about, a few things that you can get started on. And actually, typically what I close here is I tell you to go and look at your email for tomorrow's great Asia Space interviews. But this one is actually airing on the last day. So I want to thank you for spending time with us in this summit, and we will be having a replay so you can catch this interview again and all the other great interviews for the next couple of days. So thank you for being here. I really appreciate you guys. And I appreciate you too, Christy. Thank you so much. All right. Bye-bye, guys.